Welcome to your first lesson, to your first Italian lesson with Languamedia. My name is Massimo. We've exchanged emails, and I'm going to be your teacher throughout this lesson. Before we start, Paige, let me thank you for ordering your Languamedia lesson. And let me give you a few hints and tips on how to make the most of this lesson. You see, Paige, relaxing that studying with Languamedia is exactly like being in the classroom. This is because, as you probably know, our lessons are not pre-recorded. We do not use pre-recorded material. We elaborate and record each lesson for each single student. Therefore, your lesson is equal to none. I will be reading out each text. I will be explaining the grammar, helping you with the written and with the oral practice. And I'll be talking to you exactly as if you were actually in front of me, just like during a normal class. Paige, first of all, remember that it must be the audio file guiding you and not the booklet, which, by the way, I hope you have already downloaded. And, therefore, follow the instructions that I'll be giving you throughout the lesson, like open and close your book only when I tell you to, listen and repeat to the texts when I tell you to, and on and on. So this is what you have to do. Then move on to each single section of this audio file when I'll be telling you to, and when I'll tell you it's time to do that. Paige, if you have any problem or need my assistance, you can contact me at any time. You'll find how you can do that inside your booklet. And believe me, I'll be more than happy to help you. Paige, there's another very important thing I want you to know. You are here to learn Italian. Nobody is expecting perfection. Not at the moment, anyway. So, don't get nervous, don't panic. If there's something you won't understand at first, remember that I'm here to help you enjoy our beautiful language, La Nostra Bella Lingua. And by not, well, just let me know. Just let me know what the problem is, and I'll, as I said, I'll be helping you out. Finally, Paige, this audio file will be recording on a sort of live session. That means that I will not correct any slip, any mistake that I'll be making, or any pose that I should make, because this would not happen in a real classroom. What do you think? Would it happen? No. So you'll get the real atmosphere. For your convenience, at the end of this lesson, I will divide the audio file into separate tracks for you to listen as often as you want. You can put each track into your MP3 player, iPod, or normal CD player, or simply listen to it through your PC. So that you can listen to this audio file to your lesson anywhere, anytime. In order to get your full lesson, it's very important you remember to list tracks from 9-1 to the very last number. But then, as I said, you can listen to each track as often as you want, but not the first time, because otherwise you get into confusion. Anyway, I'll be telling you more during your lesson. And Paige, right now, it's time to start. So close your book and sit down, relax, and move on to the next section, because it's time, as I said, to start our lesson, la nostra lezione. Therefore, Paige, enjoy your lesson. Buona lezione. Right. As I said, time to start a lesson. Ora di iniziare la nostra lezione. By the way, as I said, I'll be speaking some Italian throughout the whole lesson, even if I know that you can't understand a word, but I want you to get confident with the sounds, so don't worry, because you know what I'll be saying, because I'll be saying that in English as well, but you'll get confident with the sounds. Diventerai più sicura con i suoni. Now, let's start. I'll be reading out a text. It's a dialogue. It's a dialogue called Cerco Lavoro. I'm looking for a job. And in this dialogue, we've got a girl named Suzanne and an office worker. looking for a job while in Italy, and that she's applying for a job at the local job agency. As I said, Paige, don't panic. You won't be understanding a word at the very beginning. That's what you're here for, to learn. Therefore, try and just get the general meaning if you can. If you can't, that's it. I'll be telling you. In any case, as I said before, sit down, relax, and listen to the dialogue. Are you ready? Sei pronta? Good. Let's start. Iniziamo. Buongiorno. Come si chiama? Buongiorno. Mi chiamo Suzanne Lewis. È inglese? No, non sono inglese. Sono americana. Da dove viene? Vengo dalla California, esattamente da San Francisco. Dove abita ora? Abito a Milano. Bene. Da quanto tempo è qui a Milano? Da 2 mesi. Quando è nata? Sono nata il 20 luglio 1981. Ho 25 anni. Ha un passaporto valido? Sì. Ecco il mio passaporto. È sposata? No, non sono sposata. Ha figli? No, non ho figli. Che cosa fa a San Francisco? Insegno inglese a studenti stranieri. Benissimo. Lei ha proprio un lavoro interessante. How did you find it? Difficult? Easy? Well, you let me know. Anyway, it's your first step to learning Italian. Keep your book closed. Don't open it yet. I'll be reading out that text again. Are you ready? Good. Listen. Buongiorno. Come si chiama? Buongiorno. Mi chiamo Suzanne Lewis. È inglese? No, non sono inglese. sono americana. Da dove viene? Vengo dalla California. Esattamente da San Francisco. Dove abita ora? Abito a Milano. Bene. Da quanto tempo è qui a Milano? Da 2 mesi. Quando è nata? Sono nata il 20 luglio 1981. Ho 25 anni. Ha un passaporto valido? Sì. Ecco il mio passaporto. È sposata? No, non sono sposata. Ha figli? No, non ho figli. Che cosa fa a San Francisco? Insegno inglese a studenti stranieri. Benissimo. Lei ha proprio un lavoro interessante. Now Page, adesso Page. Open your book on page 5. Open your book on page 5. Pagina 5. Are you there? Good. This is the dialogue that I have just read for you. Questo è il dialogo. I'll be reading out that dialogue again, but this time I want you to follow the text on your booklet. Sul tuo libro. Are you ready? Sei pronta? Good. Let's start. Iniziamo. Buongiorno. Come si chiama? Buongiorno. Mi chiamo Susan Lewis. E inglese? No, non sono inglese. Sono americana. Da dove viene? Vengo dalla California. Esattamente da San Francisco. Dove abita ora? Abito a Milano. Bene. Da quanto tempo è qui a Milano? Da 2 mesi. Quando è nata? Sono nata il 20 luglio 1981. Ho 25 anni. um passaporte válido?
Sim.
Ecco il mio passaporto. È sposata?
No,
non sono sposata. Ha figli? No, non ho figli. Che cosa fa a San Francisco? Insegno inglese a studenti stranieri. Benissimo. Lei ha proprio un lavoro interessante. Well, I guess that things start to clear up a bit, don't they? In any case, as I said, I'm here to help. Sono qui per aiutare. Therefore, I'll be translating this dialogue for you. You can note down any word on a booklet, do whatever you want, as long as you start feeling confident with what is written and with what I'll be reading out for you. Are you ready? Follow the text on your booklet and listen to me explaining, actually translating into English the dialogue. Listen. Good morning. What is your name? Good morning. My name's Susan Lewis. Are you English? No, I'm not English. I'm American. Where are you from? I come from California. Exactly. From San Francisco. Where do you live now? I live in Milan. Good. How long have you been here in Milan? For 2 months. When were you born? I was born on July the 20th, 1981. I'm 25 years old. Have you got a valid passport? Yes, here's my passport. Are you married? No, I'm not married. Have you got any children? No, I don't have any children. What do you do in San Francisco? I teach English to foreign students. Very good. You have got a very interesting job. Right then, Paige. I guess you just look forward to re-listening Buongiorno. Come si chiama? Buongiorno. Mi chiamo Susan Lewis. È inglese? No, non sono inglese. Sono americana. Da dove viene? Vengo dalla California. Esattamente da San Francisco. Dove abita ora? Abito a Milano. Bene. Da quanto tempo è qui a Milano? Da 2 mesi. Quando è nata? Sono nata il 20 luglio 1981. Ho 25 anni. Ha un passaporto valido? Sì. Ecco il mio passaporto. È sposata? No, non sono sposata. Ha figli? No, non ho figli. Che cosa fa a San Francisco? Insegno inglese a studenti stranieri. Benissimo. Lei ha proprio un lavoro interessante. Bene, Paige. Good, Paige. Keep your book on page 5, because, believe it or not, it's time for you to start speaking some Italian. Have you noticed that I have highlighted in yellow some of the sentences inside the dialogue that we have just read together? Right. I'll be reading out those sentences, and when you hear this sound, I want you to repeat the sentence that I have just read. This exercise page is really important. È molto importante. Because you'll get confident with Italian pronunciation, la pronuncia italiana. Italian pronunciation page is really easy, but you need a lot of practice, and this is what we're going to do right now. Therefore, remember, I'll be reading out each sentence. When you hear this sound, repeat the sentence that I have just read. Are you ready? Sei pronta? Good. Come si chiama? Cosa fa? A San Francisco. Open your book on page 6. Pagina 6. This section is called Impariamo, and throughout this section I'll be helping you, teaching you to learn new Italian words and expressions. Sei pronta? Are you ready? Good. Bene. Iniziamo. Let's start. In Italian, when you want to ask somebody's name, you say, come si chiama? Come ti chiami? The difference is that if I'm asking you, I'll be asking come ti chiami. If I ask somebody I don't know, I'll be asking come si chiama? Come ti chiami? Come si chiama? Therefore, you'll be asking me come ti chiami? Say that after me, Paige. Come ti chiami? Or if you're asking somebody you don't know, come si chiama? Say that after me. Come si chiama? If you ask me, I'll be answering mi chiamo Massimo. Mi chiamo Massimo. If I ask you, you'll be answering mi chiamo Paige. Mi chiamo. Say that after me. Mi chiamo Paige. If I want to ask, where are you from? I'll be asking, da dove vieni? And that's when I'll be asking you, Paige, da dove vieni? 'Cause if I ask somebody I don't know, I'll be asking, da dove vieni? That's the polite form. Da dove viene? So, say that after me. Da dove viene? Or, if you're asking somebody you don't know, as I said, da dove viene? Say that after me. Da dove viene? inside the dialogue page, we also found the question, where do you live now? In Italian, that is, dove abiti ora? That's if I'm asking you, Paige, cause you're my friend. Dove abiti ora? But if I ask somebody I don't know, I'll be asking, dove abita ora? Dove abita ora? Right, said it after me. Dove abiti ora? But if I ask somebody I don't know, dove abita ora? Say that after me, Paige. Dove abita ora? Another question we found inside the dialogue was, when were you born? When is your birthday? Whatever. In Italian, we say, quando sei nato? If you're asking a man, you know. Quando sei nato? If I ask you, Paige, quando sei nata? Here we go. Quando sei nata? If I ask somebody I don't know, I'll be asking, quando è nato? If it's a man I'm asking, quando è nato? Quando è nata? If it's a woman I'm asking, quando è nata? Right, Paige, say that after me. Quando sei nato? That's a man you're asking. But if you're asking a woman, you'll be saying, quando sei nata? Say that after me. Quando sei nata? If you're asking somebody you don't know and that's a man, you'll be asking, quando è nato? Quando è nato? Say that after me. Quando è nato? If you're asking a woman you don't know, you'll be asking, quando è nata? Quando è nata? Say that after me. Quando è nata? did I say somebody you know, somebody you don't know? That's because in an Italian page, we have got three translations for the pronoun you, and that's tu, lei, and voi. As you can see in the notes that I wrote down for you, we use tu when you're addressing somebody you know, so family, children, friends, you say tu. But if you're asking, if you're talking to somebody you don't know, strangers, or older people, or people with authority, you use lei. Lei. If you're talking to more persons, you use voi. So, look at the example I wrote down for you. Where do you live? In English it's, where do you live? And that's it. In Italian page, that's dove abiti tu. That's because I'm asking you, dove abiti tu? But it can also mean, dove abita lei? That's because I'm asking somebody, I don't know, or somebody older than me, or somebody with authority. Dove abita lei? But it can also mean, dove abitate voi? Dove abitate voi? That's because I'm asking more persons at the same time. Dove abitate voi? I might be talking to my friends, to my parents, my relatives. I'm talking to more persons. Dove abitate voi? So, remember, Paige, that in Italian, you can be translated as tu, if I'm talking to you, lei, if I'm talking to somebody in a more formal way, in a more polite way, and it can mean voi if you're talking to more persons. Don't worry, Paige, if this seems so much for you. It's nothing really, and you'll be making exercises about these, so you'll get the chance to do more practice. When we read the dialogue page, there was a question, and that question was English? Jose? Are you English? Inglese? And Suzanne said, No, I'm not English. Non sono inglese. I'm American. Sono americana. Now, look at the table that I have prepared for you on page 6. I put a list of countries, a list of genders for each country, because that will be selling that later on, but I was saying because we have masculine and feminine nouns in Italian, you might probably know that. As I said, I put a list of countries, a list of genders, a list of adjectives, and a list of languages spoken in each country. For example, let's read together. Australia. That's Australia. Australia. That's a feminine noun. Australia. Somebody living in Australia is Australiano or Australiana if we're talking about a woman. And what do they speak? Che cosa parlano? They speak English. They speak English. They speak inglese. Parlano inglese. In Austria. 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 They speak. Parlano. Austriaco. But they speak. Tedesco. German. Tedesco. Belgium, Belgium. Somebody living in Belgium is Belga, Belga, and they speak either Flamingo or Francese, French. Right, I don't want this part to be extremely boring. All I want you to do by now is to take a moment to read these list and to move on to page 7 where I put some examples. Read that, those examples with me. Move on to page 7, pagina 7. Are you there? Suzanne viene dagli Stati Uniti. È americana e parla inglese. Tuesday. That means Suzanne comes from the United States, is American, and she speaks English. Jose viene dal Brasile, è brasiliano e parla portoghese. Jose comes from Brazil, is Brazilian and speaks Portuguese. Maria e Franz vengono dalla Svizzera. Sono svizzeri e parlano tedesco. Maria and Franz come from Switzerland. They are Swiss and they speak German. Paolo viene dall'Italia ed è italiano, ma abita a Londra e parla inglese. Paolo comes from Italy and is Italian, but lives in London and speaks English. As I said, don't worry too much about this list. You'll get your time to read and learn each separate name. Before we move on to the next section of this lesson, I'll be reading out that short passage that you can find on page 7, pagina 7. Il passaporto, the passport, il passaporto. Questo è mio passaporto. This is my passport. Questo è il mio passaporto. Dentro il passaporto, inside the passport, c'è il mio nome, there is my name, il mio cognome, my surname, la mia nazionalità, my nationality, la mia data di nascita, my date of birth, e la mia foto, and my picture. I'll be reading that again, page. Il passaporto. Questo è il mio passaporto. Dentro il passaporto c'è il mio nome, il mio cognome, explaining some drama to you. I know this might sound a bit boring, and that's what my students always tell me. But I always tell them that a good grammar background is very important, because if you come to Italy, if you speak to somebody in Italian and I'm not there with you, you'll need a good grammar background. And if you have got a good grammar background, you're able to speak a good Italian. Now, I'll be starting from the very, very beginning of the Italian grammar. What I want you to do is just listen and try to understand the main concepts, the main notions. After that, I'll tell you what to do. But don't worry, I'll go very slowly, and I'll try not to make this section boring. Well, I hope I can make it. Right, are you ready, Paige? Sei pronta? Good. Let's start with a few sentences that you found in the main dialogue that we have read together, like "E inglese? No, non sono inglese, sono americana." È sposata? No, non sono sposata. These examples show the use of the verb to be. Il verbo essere, the verb to be. That's one of the easiest things to learn in Italian. Il verbo essere, the verb to be. Listen. Io sono. I am. Sei. You are. Lui è. He is. Lei è. She is. Noi siamo. You are. sono. They are. For example, page. Io sono italiano. if I want to ask a question using the verb to be, that's the interrogative form. La forma interrogativa, the interrogative form. The interrogative form in Italian is extremely easy. We don't use any particular pattern. It's all a question of intonation. Indeed, if I say, Americana, I'm saying you're American. Say Americana. But listen. Say Americana. Say Americana. Say Americana, you are American. Say Americana, are you American? It's all a question mark and intonation. So if I say, voi siete inglesi, you are English. The question is, siete inglesi, or voi siete inglesi? Remember, I can omit the subject pronoun. Once again, voi siete inglesi, and the question is, siete inglesi? Lui è russo. He is Russian. And the question is, lui è russo, or simply, è russo? If you remember, in the dialogue, we found, è inglese, are you English? Sposata? Are you married? Is that clear? Remember that the in Italian, the interrogative form is just a matter of intonation and of a question mark. But if I want to deny something, that's the negative form. La forma negativa, the negative form. In Italian, Paige, sentences are made negative by placing a very simple word before the verb, and that simple word is non. Say that after me. Non. Non. So, if I say, sono italiano, form will be non sono italiano. Non sono italiano. If I say Roberto è buono, negative form is Roberto non è buono. Roberto non è buono. If I say sei americana, the negative form is non sei americana. Non sei americana. If I say siete inglesi, you are English. The negative form is non siete inglesi. Non siete inglesi. And if I say lui è russo, the negative form is lui non è russo. Lui non è russo. So remember, if I say Roberto è buono, Roberto is good, is clever, the interrogative form is Roberto è buono. Roberto è buono. And the negative form is Roberto non è buono. Roberto non è buono. Now, Paige, I want you to give a try. Tu sei americana. You are American. What's the interrogative form for tu sei americana? Have a go. The interrogative form for tu sei americana is tu sei americana. Tu sei americana. Another try, Paige. If I say siete inglesi, you are English. What's the interrogative form? Have a try. Siete inglesi? That's the interrogative form. Siete inglesi? And finally, if I say, Paige, lui, he, è russo, is Russian. Gladstone County form. The county form is Arusso. Arusso. Let's have another try, Paige. If I say, say Americana, what's the negative form for that? Go ahead. It's non sei Americana. Say Americana. If I say voi siete inglesi, what's the negative form for voi siete inglesi? Go ahead. Voi non siete inglesi. Voi non siete inglesi. If I say lui è russo, he is Russian, what's the negative form for that, Paige? Go ahead. Not follow any standard pattern of time. something that we'll see later on. So remember, Paige, that the verbs to be, essere, and the verbs to have, avere, are irregular verbs. Now listen once again to the present tense of the verb avere. Il presente del verbo avere. Io ho. Listen to me and then repeat. Are you ready? Sei pronta? Good. Say that after me. Io ho. Once again, Paige, remember that in Italian, the endings of conjugated verbs already indicate the number omit the subject pronoun. Now listen to these examples. Hanno molto denaro. They have got much money. Once again. O un amico italiano. I have got an Italian friend. Hai una bella casa. You have got a beautiful house. Has got 3 children. Hanno molto denaro. They have got much money. Just like the verb to be. The interrogative form for the verb to have is a question of intonation and a question mark. Therefore, un amico italiano, the question is, o un amico italiano. Difference. Un amico italiano. The question is, un amico italiano. Hai una casa bella. The question is, hai una casa bella. Hai una casa bella. Ha 3 figli. The question is, ha 3 figli. Ha 3 figli. Difference? Can you hear the question? Good. And just like we did for the verb to be, the negative form of the verb to have is made by placing the word non before the verb. Therefore, un amico italiano becomes in the negative form. No, un amico italiano. Non, un amico italiano. Hai una bella casa becomes non hai una bella passei un amico italiano. What's the question? The question is, un amico italiano. Un amico italiano. And what's the negative form for that? Un amico italiano. Go ahead. No, no. Un amico italiano. No, no. Un amico italiano. If I say, hai una casa bella, you have got a beautiful house. What's the interrogative form for that? Go ahead. Interrogative form is, hai una casa bella? Hai una casa bella? And what's the negative form for that? It's non hai una casa bella. Non hai una casa bella. If I say, ha tre figli. She or he has got three children. What's the question for that? The question is, ha tre figli? Ha tre figli? And what's the negative form for that? Non ha tre figli. Non ha tre figli. Right, Paige. There are some expressions that we use in Italian with the verb to have, il verbo avere. You will find these expressions inside your booklet, but I'll read that for you so that you know how to pronunciate them. For example, avere fame, to be hungry. Avere sete, to be thirsty. Avere ragione, to be right. Avere torto, to be wrong. Avere bisogno, to need. Avere voglia di, to feel like. Avere freddo, to be cold. Avere caldo, very bold idea to be afraid of. A very bold idea. A very solemn to be sleepy. A very fretta to be in a hurry. A very dieci anni, dieci sten, therefore to be 10 years old. A very dieci anni. Before we finish our drama section page, that inside the booklet you will find some extra verbs that I put for you. I put the verb abitare, which is the verb to live. Like, I live in London. I live in a beautiful house. That's the verb abitare. And the present tense for this verb is io abito, tu abiti, lui o lei abita. These verbs inside your booklet, I'm reading those for you so that you know once again how to pronounce them. So, io abito, tu abiti, lui abita, noi abitiamo, voi abitate. It's the verb abitare, Italian for to live. I also put the verb venire, to come. Like, I come from the USA, I come from London, I come from Italy. And that verb, the present tense, is io vengo, tu vieni, lui viene, lei viene, noi veniamo, voi venite, loro vengono. And finally, I put a verb which is very important for you, since you are at the very beginning, and that's the verb io mi chiamo, like my name is io mi chiamo. So you can say io mi chiamo Luca. Io mi chiamo Paige. Io mi chiamo Massimo. But you will also find tu ti chiami Anna. Your name is Anna. Tu ti chiami Senado. Lui si chiama Renato. Lei si chiama Renata. Her name is Renata. Lei si chiama Renata. Noi ci chiamiamo Andrea ed Anna. Our names are Andrea and Anna. Noi ci chiamiamo Andrea ed Anna. Voi vi chiamate Renato ed Anna. Your names are Renato and Anna. Voi vi chiamate Renato ed Anna. Loro si chiamano Luca ed Anna. Luca is a masculine name in Italian. Loro si chiamano Luca ed Anna. Their names are Luca and Anna. Now, Paige, as I said, I wrote down these notes for you inside your booklet. So now what I want you to do now is to listen once again to this particular grammar section. But this time I want you to open your book on page 8. Are you there? Good. Can you see I have put all these grammar notes down for you? I want you to listen once again to this audio section dedicated to Italian grammar while following the text inside your booklet. Now you will find things much easier. Molto più facile. Much easier. So, re-listen to this track while following the text on your booklet, then proceed on to the next section because I'll be here waiting for you to continue our first Italian lesson. Now listen to this track once again, then come back to me. Enjoy your grammar lesson, Paige. A dopo. Ciao. Right, Paige. How did you find the grammar? As I said, grammar is very important when you're learning a language. So, if you still have any doubt, do not hesitate to contact me. I'll be there to help you. But now, girl, it's time for you to start writing. some exercises that I have prepared for you. You have to make these exercises. Quiz exercizi. When you have finished, look on page 15, pagina quindici, page 15, and find out how you can send me these exercises. I will check and correct your exercises, and I will tell you why you made any mistake. You will actually receive my feedback. So, as I said, do the exercises and send them to me. Paige, at this stage, it is very important you do not read the grammar notes that I have prepared for you. That's because these exercises are made for you to check whether you have understood everything or whether you need further assistance on some particular aspect of what we have been working on so far. On the other hand, Paige, don't get nervous if you feel you have difficulties in making the exercises. Remember, this is your first lesson. Questa è la tua prima lezione, so nobody's expecting perfection. Nessuno si aspetta la perfezione. I will appreciate any effort. Okay? So, start doing the exercises now, and when you have finished, send them to me and come back to me, because I'll be here waiting for you to continue our lesson. Therefore, Paige, start your exercises now. Stop your audio player. Enjoy the exercises. Okay, Paige. How did you find the exercises? Esercizi. Easy? Facili? Difficult? Difficile? Or just normal? Send them to me? Good, because I'm looking forward to receiving them and checking them. And I'll, as I said, I'll send you my feedback on them. But now, Paige, it's time for you to start talking again. Because grammar is important. Doing exercises is important. But actually talking that's what you want to do. Speak Italian. Parlare italiano. Speak Italian. Good. I'll be asking you some questions now. Domande. Questions. Domande. They are very easy questions. Domande molto facili. Very easy questions. I'll be asking each question, and when you hear these sound, you will have to stop your audio player and reply. So, once again, I'll ask the question. You hear this sound, and you will have to stop your player and give your best answer. Once again, Paige, don't worry if you don't feel confident at the moment. It's normal. And also, when you restart your audio player, I'll be suggesting the correct answer. Okay, is that clear? Chiaro? Clear? Good. Let's start. Question number one. Ciao. Come ti chiami? Your answer to this could have been ciao. Io mi chiamo. Hi, hello, my name's Paige. Ciao, io mi chiamo Paige. Question number two. Sei inglese? This question could have been no, non sono inglese, sono americana. No, I'm not English, I'm American. Question number three. Dove vieni? That's where are you from? So question number three. Da dove vieni? Your answer to this question could have been vengo dagli Stati Uniti. I come from the USA. Vengo dagli Stati Uniti. Question number four is, e dove abiti ora? And where do you live now? So, question number four. E dove abiti ora? Question number 5. Sei sposata? Are you married? So question number 5 is, sei sposata? Your answer to this question could have been sì, sono sposata. Yes, I am married. Or no, non sono sposata. No, I'm not married. Question number 6. I figli? Have you got any children? I figli? So question number 6. I figli? Your answer to this question could have been sì, ho figli, yes I have got children, or no, non ho figli, no, I haven't got any children. Question number 7 now. Che cosa fai? What do you do? So, your reply to this question is free. Let's suppose you are a student, because that's what you are right now, so I want you to reply that you are a student. So, question number 7. Che cosa fai? Sono uno studente. I am a student. In your case, though, Paige, you should have replied, sono una studentessa. That's the feminine form. Studente. So, sono una studentessa. Good. Let's try this exercise once again, because now you know what you have to answer. Once again, I'll be asking you the question, and when you hear this sound, you must stop your audio player and reply. But now you know the replies, don't you? Good. Sei pronta? Are you ready? Good. Let's start once again. Question number 1. Ciao, come ti chiami? Question number 2. Sei inglese? Question number 3. Da dove vieni? Question number 4. E dove abiti ora? Question number 5. Sei exata. Question number 6. I feel Question number 7. Che cosa fai? Good. Now, it's time for you to ask questions. Domande. Because I'll be giving out the answers. Io ora darò le risposte. What I want you to do, I'll give you the replies first. Le risposte prima. And when you hear this sound, you'll have to ask the question. For example, let's suppose I say, Mi chiamo Paige. Your question is, Come ti chiami? Come ti chiami? Are you ready? Good. Let's start. My reply is, Sì, sono italiano. The question was, Sei italiano? Sei italiano? And now, the answer is, Vengo da Milano. Your question was, Da dove vieni? Da dove vieni? My reply now is, Sì, sono sposato. Your question was, Sei sposato? Are you married? Good, let's go on. My reply is, Sì, ho un figlio. Yes, I have got a child. What is your question? The question was, I feel My next answer is Insegno italiano agli studenti stranieri. I teach Italian to Italian foreign students. I teach Italian to foreign students. What's your question? Your question was, Che cosa fai? Che cosa fai? And if I say, Arrivederci, what's your question? Huh. just have said arrivederci. Do you want to try that again? Good. Once again, I'll give you the answer. When you hear this sound, you'll stop your audio player and ask the question. But now you know what the question is, don't you? Just like before. Are you ready? Sei pronta? Bene. Good. Iniziamo. Let's start. Ciao, mi chiamo Massimo. Sì, sono italiano. Sposato. Sì, ho un figlio. Insegno italiano agli studenti stranieri. Close your book. Chiudi il tuo libro. Close your book. Are you there? Good. 'Cause now, I'll be reading out some questions. Questions that are taken from the dialogue that we have read together. I just want you to listen to the questions. Nothing more now. Just listen. Domanda numero uno. Suzanne è inglese? Domanda numero due. Da dove viene Suzanne? Domanda numero tre. Dove abita Suzanne ora? Domanda numero quattro. Domanda numero quattro. Suzanne ha un passaporto valido? Domanda numero cinque. Suzanne è sposata? Domanda numero sei. Suzanne ha figli? Domanda numero sette. Che cosa fa Suzanne a San Francisco? Right page. How did you find these questions? Queste domande. these are the questions that I have just read out for you, Bertie, for you. Let's read them together now. Listen. Domanda numero uno. Suzanne è inglese? Is Suzanne English? Domanda numero due. Da dove viene Suzanne? Where is Suzanne from? Where does Suzanne come from? Domanda numero tre. Dove abita Suzanne ora? Where does Suzanne live now? Domanda numero quattro. Suzanne ha un passaporto valido? Does Suzanne have a valid passport? Domanda numero cinque. Suzanne è sposata? Is Suzanne married? Domanda numero sei. Suzanne ha figli? Does Suzanne have any children? Domanda numero sette. Che cosa fa Suzanne a San Francisco? What does Suzanne do in San Francisco? Now, Paige, it's time for you to answer. I'll be asking those questions again. When you hear this sound, you'll have to stop your player and give your reply. If you want, you can stop the audio player for a couple of minutes, go back and read the dialogue, or maybe listen to the main track on this audio file again, so that you get confident with the dialogue. Otherwise, remember, I'll be asking you the question, you hear this sound, you stop your audio player and answer the questions. Are you ready? Good. Let's start. Iniziamo. Domanda numero uno. Suzanne è inglese? Domanda numero due. Da dove viene Suzanne? Domanda numero tre. Dove abita Suzanne ora? Domanda numero quattro. Suzanne ha un passaporto valido? Domanda numero cinque. Suzanne è sposata? Domanda Suzanne, a fille. Domanda numero 7. Che cosa fa Suzanne a San Francisco? Cosa fa Suzanne a San Francisco? Bene, Paige. If you feel you want to repeat this exercise again, please do. You can do any section of this audio file as many want as often as you want. But if you feel you're ready to continue on to the next section, move on to the next section. About your Italian lesson so far, you will let me know, but I hope that you find it interesting and amusing and fun and very useful. Right, Paige, let's go on with our lesson. Open the book on page 19, pagina 19, page 19. Are you there? Good. As you can see, I have written down a list of sentences. These sentences I've got something to do with the dialogue that we have read together. What I want you to do is indicate whether each sentence is true, vero, or false. Falso. When you have finished this exercise, move on to page 20. Don't do that now. Don't do that now. I'll tell you when you have finished that exercise. Move on. To page 20 and find out the correct answers. If you made any mistake, you might want to repeat the exercise. You might want to read the dialogue again and then do it the exercise again, whatever. But don't feel sad if you have made any mistake. Therefore, stop your audio player now. Do that exercise. Check your answers. And after that, please come back to me because we'll move on to another part of your Italian lesson. Enjoy your exercise. How did the exercise go? I'm sure you did really well. In any case, before we move on to our next section, I want you to remember that I'm here to help you, so feel free to contact me at any time if you need further assistance. But now, Paige, close your book. Close your book. Because I'll be reading out another dialogue, a new one. As we did at the beginning of this lesson, I want you to get the general meaning, if you can. Otherwise, I want you to get confident to the Italian pronunciation, to the sounds. So, sit back, relax, and listen to the next dialogue buongiorno, un cappuccino ed una pasta. Va bene, signorina. Un cappuccino ed una pasta. Ecco il cappuccino ed ecco la pasta. Sono 2 euro e 50 centesimi. Ecco i soldi. Grazie, signorina. Lei è inglese? No, non sono inglese. Sono americana. Ah, e da dove viene? Vengo da San Francisco, in California. Lei, signore, da dove viene? Da Milano. Sono milanese. Pasta è molto buona. Ed il cappuccino è buono. Sì, anche il cappuccino è molto buono. Grazie, signorina. Arrivederci. Right. I think that you feel more confident now with this dialogue than you did at the beginning of our lessons. Well, that's the purpose of our Italian lesson together. I'll be reading out that dialogue again. Don't open your book yet. Just get confident once again with the dialogue. Are you ready? Sei pronta? Ascolta. Listen. Now, Paige. Open your book on page 21. Pagina 21. Page 21. There you go. That's the dialogue that I have just read. I'll be reading out that for you again, and you can follow the text on your booklet. Ascolta. Buongiorno. Prego. Buongiorno. Un cappuccino ed una pasta. Va bene, signorina. Un cappuccino ed una pasta. Ecco il cappuccino ed ecco la pasta. Sono 2 euro e 50 centesimi. Ecco i soldi. Grazie, signorina. Lei è inglese? No, non sono inglese, sono americana. Ah, e da dove viene? Vengo da San Francisco, in California. Lei, signore, dove viene? Da Milano. Sono milanese. La pasta è molto buona. Ed il cappuccino è buono. Sì, anche il cappuccino è molto buono. Grazie, signorina. Arrivederci. I know that by now you feel you can speak Italian, but I will translate the dialogue very shortly for you. Follow the text on your booklet. Good morning, please. Good morning. One cappuccino and a cake and a pastry. Right, miss. One cappuccino and one pastry. Here's your cappuccino and here's the pastry. It's €2.50. Here's the money. Thank you, miss. Are you English? No, I'm not English. I'm American. Ah, and where are you from? I come from San Francisco in California. And you, sir, where are you from? I'm from Milan. I'm Milanese. Milanese means a person from Milan. You cannot actually translate that into English. The pastry is very good. And is the cappuccino good? Yes, the cappuccino is very good too. Thank you, miss. Goodbye. Now that you know the main and the translation page, I'll be reading the passage again. Just listen. Buongiorno. Prego. Buongiorno. Un cappuccino ed una pasta. Va bene, signorina. Un cappuccino ed una pasta. Ecco il cappuccino ed ecco la pasta. Sono €2.50. Ecco i soldi. Grazie, signorina. Lei è inglese? No, non sono inglese. Sono americana. Ah, e da dove viene? Vengo da San Francisco, in California. Lei, signore, da dove viene? Da Milano. Sono milanese. La pasta è molto buona. Ed il cappuccino è buono. Sì, anche il cappuccino è molto buono. Grazie, grande signorina. Arrivederci. Okay, Paige, did you like the dialogue? Do you feel you understood everything? I hope so. But now, let's move on to the very final part of our lesson. Bene, Paige, alright, it's time for you to get pen and paper. Carta e penna. Pen and paper. Before that, though, I will be reading out a very short text. Very, very short. Molto, molto corto. Un testo molto, molto corto. Just listen, okay? Good. Ascolta. Listen. Roberto è un ragazzo italiano. As I said before, get yourself pen and paper. Penna e carta. Pen and paper. Penna e carta. Because I'll be dictating this passage. Close your book. before we start, I want you to know something. If I say punto, punto, that's full stop. Punto. If I say a capo, that means new line. A capo. If I say virgola, virgola, that means comma. So remember, punto, full stop, a capo, new line, virgola, comma. Right, are you ready for your dictation? Sei pronta per il tuo dettato? I hope so. Therefore, let's start. Iniziamo. Roberto. Okay. usato. Molto bene. Very good. Molto bene. You have made your first Italian dictation. Il tuo primo dettato in Italia. Don't worry if you made mistakes. This is not important at the moment. Just check. Okay, I can tell you. This is your first lesson. La tua prima lezione. So, take it as it comes. Now, check your dictation. After that, move on to the next section, because I'll be here waiting for you for the very final part of our lesson. Bene Page, this is the end of our lesson. La fine della nostra lezione. You have been listening, speaking, reading, and writing. You have learned about the verb to be in verbo essere, in verbo avere, the verb to have, and many other verbs. You have made a dictation. You have answered questions. You've read. So, I think this is enough for today. Abbastanza per oggi. I do hope that you liked my first Italian lesson for you, la mia prima lezione di italiano per te. I look forward to getting your exercises, and once I receive your exercises, I'll tell you what you are entitled to. Yes, Paige, because you are entitled to one extra activity. You'll find out more inside your booklet. And after that, you can let me know what you want to do. Paige, once again, thank you, grazie, for ordering your Lingua Media lesson, la tua lezione Lingua Media, your Italian lesson, la tua lezione di Italiano. As I said, I hope you liked it, and I do look forward to hearing from you again very, very soon. Molto, molto presto. Remember, I'm here to help you. Io sono qui.